Yeah, that going in my ear at that at that volume.
Yeah, I noticed those headphones came off so fast.
Oh, man. Almost crossed my eyes on that. Well, there's a lead-in for you, Greg Giroux. Somebody up there knew you were coming in, and it's like, no, let's get everybody's attention.
Well, they certainly did with that one.
Hey, folks, I'll tell you what. If you think it gets thick with Greg and I and you're just doing these interviews, you should show up at the smoker. Gets thick there, too. We're going to talk about that, but... Yep. You always come in here with a ton of paperwork because you got so much going on.
Right.
Where do we begin?
Well, last weekend is kind of where we begin. We did the waterfowl hunt for the kids. The night before, went out to Head of the Red. And Head of the Red was in the middle of their Clays of Glory. I had to think about how to
clays
say that.
Clays of Glory, like glowing clays?
Glowing in the dark.
Wow.
They had black lights out there, and that I was just totally blown away when I saw that.
But so you look like UFOs.
Well, almost.
Yeah.
And they had a video of some of the guys shooting out there, and when they'd hit the target under the black lights, and you'd get this big puff of color, and it just...
like fireworks.
Oh, absolutely.
That is a crazy idea.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, I'd gotten some information about it, and the last couple of days with the hunts and some other stuff, I wasn't able to attend, except that when we brought the kids out there, and they had stuff set up. The fellow from Marshall, Minnesota came down and helped them with that. And that was impressive.
I bet. Yeah. It sounds impressive. Yeah. I just like hearing it.
Well, I hope they have it on a little bit different day next year because I want to get there.
All right.
Looked like so much fun.
Note to self for next year.
Note to self, absolutely. Well, the kids went out, had a good time shooting, and then we went out to the Teewalkin Refuge the next day. And they... I remember doing this. They had to meet at the community center at 5 o'clock in the morning and then go out and get all set up and do the decoys and everything else.
I know that was the most fun of hunting, though, for me.
Oh, it was, yeah. You know, getting everything ready and, you mm-hmm. know, the early morning and so on. And then they did harvest a few birds.
Good.
And we got some really good pictures. And then we fed them. We had pancakes and sausage, Manioc meat sausage.
Oh. It's the best.
That's worth going by itself mm-hmm. right there. That is really good stuff. Let's see. What's coming up next? The October 4th. That's our next project. Youth pheasant hunt. And we're limited to 15 because of the limitations of the property that we're on.
Okay.
I checked with Mark Eltoff, who is the committee chair, and that was a couple days ago, and we had 14 signed up.
Oh, so you got one slot left, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. So we'll see. We've also been working with the Hankinson group out there, and they do pheasant hunt the following week. We do it on the youth opener, which is the 4th, and then they'll do it the following weekend.
So if you're a pheasant anywhere in the area, you're in trouble.
yeah.
Got a lot of this going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here. And I talked to one of the guys that were working with the Hankinson group.
Yeah.
That's a very popular thing to do because it sounded like they had 40 kids signed up.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. So
we're thinning the flock, Greg. We're thinning the flock just a bit.
In talking to the landowner, he said there are a lot of birds out there, so I'm not worried one bit. So this is the Red River Sportsman's Youth Pheasant Hunt, October 4th, and we're going to be on some private property west of Hankinson. He has done a great job for us over the years, and like we've been talking over... If I was a deer or a pheasant, I know where I'd love to live.
That's prime land out there. Yeah,
just amazing how that is set up for habitat. And there's, according to him, there's a lot of birds. So I think we're going to have a good time.
Good.
All right. Now.
Is it time?
I usually give you a drum roll. Yeah, you can do that.
Hang on here. Absolutely. I got to find it on my wall here and see. I know. Here we go.
This is the... I love that.
Uh-huh.
This is the big one for the year for the Sportsman's Club. This is our annual smoker. We've been doing this for 36 years.
And you know what you're doing.
Well, I remember very early we were in the Vets Club when it was the older Vets Club.
Yeah.
And the back room was only so big. We outgrew that, moved over to the Eagles Club, and then the one year... Everything lined up just perfectly because we were doing it on a Friday night and it rained on a Thursday.
Oh, that is perfect.
Well, you couldn't move in there. All the farmers wanted something to do. They came to the smoker. You couldn't move in that place.
All right.
Oh, man. We had a great time. We are now at the Wapton Community Center. The doors open at 4 o'clock. We've got all kinds of raffles and games and... meat raffles, silent auction, ladies raffle, general raffle, you know, raffle.
Going on every 5 minutes. Yeah.
Well, we try to keep everybody entertained as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the entertainment kind of makes itself at the smoker, if I remember right.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Yes, it does. And everybody has a good time. We've a couple years ago, we initiated something that has really panned out well for us, and this is a sponsorship for the smoker. There are various levels, and what goes with the package are event tickets and raffle tickets and a chance to win a firearm. This year, it is a very nice Kimber 1911 pistol.
Okay.
And I would love to have that. I've seen
you
it.
You are a collector,
Oh, that is such a nice-looking firearm, I tell you what. So if you're interested in becoming a sponsor, again, you can contact myself or any of the committee members. We're trying to put all this together by the 1st of October, so we've got a week and a half or so to go.
All right.
And a couple things that we need to put together. Making sure that all our, I'm going to say ducks in a row.
Clever.
But
Clever.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Nice tie-in.
You betcha. Okay. So everybody's invited. Come down to the smoker. Come down and have a good time. Have some fun. Chance to win. Last count, I think it was 32 firearms.
Okay.
It's right around that number.
All right.
So they're... You're going to have a good opportunity to win something.
Might
like
you
that.
Have a few more by the time the smoker
very
gets here?
Okay,
all right.
Rich Truesdell is the fellow that takes care of the firearms for us, and he was very diligent as trying to find some more. We've got two or three other places we'd like to put some.
Okay.
On these various raffles and games. So he's working pretty hard to try to find them.
He's the guy, all right.
So we'll find out here shortly how many it's going to be, but 30-plus, I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Saturday, October 18th, Wapton Community Center. Doors open at 4 o'clock. It's open to the public. If any of the young people want to come, come with a parent or guardian.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you there.
If you haven't been there before, okay, if you haven't attended a smoker before, do it once and you'll probably be hooked.
You'll be coming back.
Yeah,
yep.
Definitely.
Now, one of the questions that I get is, what do you do with the money? Okay, well, during the summer, we have fishing contests for the kids. In the fall, we have the hunting. We do have a ice fishing derby that we do, partnered with High Camp Construction. We've got our junior wildlife program. We support big development projects, the Red River, Ottertail River, Boise Sioux, things that are going in, fishing piers type of thing. We support Morton Pond and Hunt of a Lifetime, Twist of Fate. We've got a scholarship program for wildlife management, law enforcement, people that want to go into those fields. And archery in the schools, the air rifle program, the high school clay target league. So we've got a lot of things that we're working on and support and help and all of that. And the smoker drives everything. So we would love to have you come down there and help us support all these projects.
I would think, you know, and I did, this crossed my mind last week, how many kids you guys, I mean, the club itself has actually gotten into hunting and their first times out and really gotten them into the sport? I mean, you know.
I got a close number for you on that.
Okay.
Because you remember Wayne Beyer. Wayne was the secretary for the club for many years, and he was meticulous at keeping records.
Oh, very much so, yeah.
How many kids went to this? How many kids went to that? And we're in excess of 5,000 kids.
Wow. Yeah.
Over the years.
First-time hunting experience, yep. and getting them out there.
I've seen that a couple times when I go to these various events, and you'll get the young kid, and they're just, you know, they're not sure what to do, and they're, you know, they're hanging on to their mentor as tight as can be because mm-hmm. they're not sure what's going to happen. And then they come back. Well, this last week at the refuge, we were in the maintenance shop, and this one kid came back. First time hunting waterfowl. First bird he ever got.
Pretty excited.
I don't think he could get in the door. His smile was so wide. It was just amazing. And
that's good stuff.
A couple of the guys knew that he had gotten that, and I was sitting at a table, and he was sitting across from me. And one of the older gentlemen said, "Tell me about your bird." I think it was 20 minutes, and he was still going.
Right. And that's when you go, that's a Greg Drew. That's why you say, that's why I do this.
That's why I do this. Yeah. Number of years ago, we were involved in another project. And this is what really hooked me. We did a trap shooting seminar for kids in the local area, and we had the younger ones in the morning and the older ones in the afternoon. And when we got done with the second session in the afternoon, we were starting to pack up, and a couple of kids were sitting at the table, at one of the tables, and waiting for their parents to come and pick them up. And I happened to walk by, and this one kid said, "This is so much fun. My dad isn't into hunting or guns. If it wasn't for this, I'd never been able to do it." And I walked away going, yes.
Yep, got another one. Bagged it. Another one.
That one did it for me right there.
Man. Good stuff. So once you get done with the smoker, you're not done by any stretch.
Nope.
You got other things going
on,
too.
We have the day of the smoker, and this is starting to really work out for us, the ladies' rooster roundup, which is a ladies-only pheasant hunt.
That's gotten huge.
And again, this property that we were talking about west of Hankinson, mm-hmm. that's where they go.
Okay.
They have a great time. Following that, we're working on another project, and we're partnered with the Band of Brothers Outdoors, and we've got a pheasant hunt for disabled veterans.
Great program.
Yeah, and the Band of Brothers is amazing. They've got so many things lined up. This is only one of their projects, and I've got a list of probably 15 things that they've got planned for some of their members and so on, but this is one of them, and we're glad to be a partner on that.
Good
and
stuff.
Again, they get to go to that same property. So,
yeah, that's a popular place.
That is a popular place, and like you said, there's birds out there.
There are definitely birds out there. Folks, Saturday, October 18th, getting back to the smoker here.
Saturday, October 18th, Wapton Community Center, doors open at 4 o'clock. Tickets are $20 to get in the door, and there are some prizes on there, cash prizes. First place, $300, second place, $200. Third place, $100. It's all cash.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy a ticket, it's your entry into the event, but you don't have to be there to win the prizes.
Okay.
Come on down. Have some fun. Just enjoy the evening.
All right. We're going to talk again.
We'll feed you all night.
Yes, you will.
Stew and chili.
Good stuff.
And
good stuff.
I've been working very diligently on getting enough meat to put that all together.
Well,
we're getting
you'll
there.
Pull that off.
We're
Come
getting
on.
There.
It's Greg Drew. You can do anything. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You're that far from getting a Superman cape.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. I think you could leap a tall building here. Greg Giroux, always great having you in. And you'll be in next week. We'll talk some more, all right?
Absolutely.
All right. 952 here, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.